When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena, and joining me, co-host of the show, Rihanna Manuel Pena.
Hello. How you doing? Out there. I'm doing great. Yeah, really excited for this conversation and this review. It's been a long time coming.
We have a couple reviews left for the year, and then is our conversation in the future Game of the Year episode. That's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully you could join us, Ree, because that's really hard to get everybody together, you know, but we'll see. We'll see.
It's tough, but if we can pull it off, it'll be worth it, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, but everything has been great. We've just been busy, you know, getting ready for the holidays, also getting ready to attend the Game Awards. I know we're going to be there, and that's happening sometime in early December. And I know there's a couple of games coming up left. I know it's Black Ops 7. There's also Metro Prime 4, which I'm excited to play that, talk about it and everything. So, but yeah, it's a great way to end the year, you know. And then after that, we're going to take a little break. And once we come back, we're going to come back really strong because I have a couple surprises.
We're taking a very special break this time. And I'm very much looking forward to it. And you may or may not hear from us while we're away. We'll see.
We'll see. Maybe.
Maybe.
Let's see. Yeah, we'll see. But on this episode, we are going to finally review Luminous Arise
for
PS5 and also PC. And once again, thanks to Enhance for giving us the opportunity to play this game back in Summer Game Fest when the game was announced, and also during the preview, sometime in the summer. And then we got early copies of the game for a month already. I think it's been a month or so.
Yeah, we've had access for a while. It's been great.
Yeah, it's been really, really good. And I know we've been streaming it on Twitch, TikTok, and other places. You know, I've been putting clips on YouTube and also on Twitter. And also, for those that missed the last episode, I had Mr. Geechee. He's the founder and CEO of Enhance. He's also worked on multiple games in the past, from like the Sega Dreamcast days and everything. So I had him on the show. We did a one-on-one interview. We talked a lot about Luminous Arise and what makes this game so special. So anything we'd like to say before we start our conversation about Luminous Arise?
Yes, I want to kind of put an asterisk next to any and all of my comments and reactions to Luminous Arise. I've talked about this in my preview content of the game. Again, thank you, Enhance, for giving us the access and permission to share the game early, which is a very confident move, and rightfully so. They should be very proud of this game. But this is my first Luminous game. Not my first Enhance game, not my first puzzle game, my first matching game, my first music action game, none of that, but it is my first time playing Luminous. So I do want to make sure people take everything I say with a grain of salt, especially if they're a little more familiar with this game mechanic, because it is very different from Tetris.
Very, very different. I'm going to start with this. I think this game is incredible. This game is incredible. I have over 30 hours now. Over 30 hours of nonstop playing this game. Like, I wake up in the morning, I have my little coffee, cafecito, come straight to my PC. Because I have the PC version, by the way.
So do I.
And I've been playing it nonstop. I truly, truly love this game. And I'm going to put it out there, too. I feel like this has a better look and better music from Tetris Effect, in my opinion. And look, I love Tetris Effect. It's one of my all-time favorite games. All-time favorite games. And the reason why this, to me, has a better look and better soundtrack, in my opinion, I think Enhanced learned a lot from Tetris Effect.
Yeah, for sure.
It's two different style of games. Very, very different. Okay, this is more creating squares and clearing it and all that stuff, right? And Tetris,
there's more timing involved.
More timing, too. Mm-hmm. And it goes with the beat. It goes with the beat every time you play. So I just love the flow, the journey you go into the game, where there's going to be moments, there's going to be hype. There's moments are going to be a little bit sad and a little bit exciting and or relaxing. Like, I just love the different types of moods that you get into the game from the beginning all the way to the end. The end is crazy. Like, the end is very stressful because now you're playing remix of the same song, but different, the same beats throughout the journey, but it's the same lyrics from the beginning. One of the first ones, I think, from the beginning. I can't quite remember, but it's really, really challenging, and it could get really stressful in there because you're like in one level and you're there for multiple minutes there, and you have to survive until the timer goes all the way down. Like, it's really, really good. But honestly, I'm really enjoying this game more than Tetris. Like, I love Tetris. I think Tetris, to me, because Tetris has been a game that is one of my games that defined me. I know we had this conversation before from back in the days, and I know they took that game to the next level. And like I said earlier, Enhanced learned a lot from that game and made it even plus, even better. This is the best Luminous game because I played the ones all the way from the beginning to now. You know, I go back to like the PS2 days, the PSP days with Luminous. I played other puzzle games too that, you know, from other companies. And I love Tetris and I love Luminous. Those are kind of like my all-time favorite puzzle games. But this is one of my favorite Luminous games ever for me. And I'll mention this too. Tetris Effect is my all-time Tetris game. Favorite Tetris game too. I want to mention that too because I feel like Enhanced figured out a different way to have a narrative in the game, but at the same time, puzzles. And usually when we play a puzzle game, it's like, okay, here, solve it, and that's it. And you go to the next level and it gets harder. But this one has a story. You listen to the lyrics of the songs from both games, and there's a story. And even when you play Tetris Effect Connected, it tells you, like, at the end, like, we're all connected. Like, there's a story behind it. And I just love how it has changed telling a story with puzzles. And it's very, very different from other companies, you know. So I know it's a long intro, but I just got super excited to talk about it. But go ahead, Ree.
I mean, valid. Your excitement is well-earned. This game is incredible. And it's a feast for the senses, right? Like, if they could figure out a way to get smell and taste in there, then they would hit all of them. Like, from like the way that it feels as you're moving your pieces across the screen and dropping them, and you're trying to time it to the bar going from left to right on your screen, and also keeping an eye on the burst meter to see when you can freeze time and get a huge stack of matches all at once is really satisfying. When you do the burst, you see things flying in the air. Like, it just feels like it's like if this was in VR, it'd be like going straight above your head. Like, you look left, you look right. There's iguanas jamming out to the music, or somebody, a little girl waiting for a train, or, you know, like so many like fun, emotional visuals. And then all of a sudden the screen is tilting and you see water floating across the screen and it's moving according to what the orientation is. And, you know, you're matching marble pieces and they're falling out of the screen and rolling towards you as you make more blocks. And And all of this is happening to one of the best soundtracks of any game I've ever heard in my entire life. Such a great variety of music, beautiful instrumentals, the diegetic effect of the music coinciding with what's happening when you're landing the pieces is just chef's kiss, just like in Tetris Effect Connected. It's just, I would say it's overwhelming if it wasn't so enjoyable, I guess is the best way to say it. It's like a decadent meal. It's like a too rich and moist chocolate cake. Like, it's just almost too good that it's so much going on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I have said before, and I'll say again, I have synesthesia, not diagnosed or anything, but I see music. I hear something, music, a sound, and I see a shape or a visual of a movement or a framing of usually dancers on a stage. That's the art form that I have developed the most with my synesthesia. For me, when I'm hearing the music, I'm seeing something in my brain, but also trying to see what's in front of me with the blocks, but also trying to see what's happening with the animation visuals in the background. That overwhelms me. And I enjoy it because it's a challenge for me to try to filter out noise and focus in on what I need to be doing, the task at hand, which is almost like a meta commentary on my life's challenges right now. And it's almost like practice for like getting myself together and getting a task in front of me accomplished while also trying to enjoy all this really cool stuff happening around me. And it's maybe a complicated way of saying this game has a lot going on, but I just need you to understand like what that really means as far as me as a player. Because it's not just that, oh, there's a ton of visuals on the screen and also really great music, but then you're also trying to match. It's deeper than that. It's almost like my brain's cognitive ability to keep up with all the things happening is stretched to the limit. And it's a great muscle to exercise right now for me. And I can see how for other people this might be too much. It does have a warning for anybody who is overstimulated by flashing. That is a very genuine concern, and you should look into that to make sure that it would be comfortable for you to play it if that's something that you've had trouble with in games in the past. Mm-hmm. However, if this is something you can play comfortably, it's one of the best game experiences I've had in a long time, years, honestly. Mm-hmm. And the mental challenge of not Tetrising is so hard. And again, I'm pulling out this is my first Luminous game asterisk. So for Luminous stands and veterans, maybe you won't have this issue, or not issue, but maybe this won't be even a second thought to you. I'm constantly trying to make Tetris lines in this game in the back of my head. I'm trying to connect pieces. I'm trying to fill in gaps. And I'm trying to do all of this stuff that has nothing to do with the actual objective of Luminous. And it messes with me. It's such a default habit that when the game gets fast, like if I'm playing on a harder challenge modes, I start losing the plot. Like I can't see what color or shade the blocks are. And I just get lost in the sauce. And there's a song that happens quite early in the game, and it's in the preview content that Danny, you and I have played on stream already, where you're on a beach and it's a very serene background and the music and the lyrics are saying like, hey, if you get overwhelmed, just take a second, breathe, just keep going. Just recalibrate and try again. And that level happens right around when I start feeling the panic or lifting up in my chest. And it's such a good exercise. Like that's the word I keep coming back to. It feels like exercise for my mind and my heart and my spirit. Like it's after I've played this game, just like with Tetris Effect Connected, I get emotional. Like I have an emotional release. Like, wow, I really went through it just now and really stretched myself. And I feel so accomplished and so proud. And for it to be like a puzzle game, it's like the stupidest. It sounds crazy, and I sounded crazy before, but it's just how it impacts me. And there's something so, so special and so unique and so worthy in these games that I've never seen captured in any other way, in any other series. And the enhanced team, I don't know what, I'd be fascinated to learn more about their development process and how they get to this and like what their testing and feedback process is, because like they truly just like almost like a shot of adrenaline into my heart. And then the come down is just like, it's like some of the best aftercare I've ever experienced. Like, it's just so, so effective and so impactful. And I'm still not good at it. Like, you had a bit of a long rant, and I'll end mine soon. Mm-hmm. But like, I want to play more of this game because I'm not sure if I like it more than Tetris Effect Connected yet, because I still don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not secondhand. I don't have like a default go-to strategy whenever I see each type of piece coming up in the preview wheel. Mm-hmm. And I need to get to that level of mastery before I can fairly judge it against Tetris, which I've played for my entire life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's still so fresh and so new for me. Again, first Luminous game, asterisk, that I need to play it a lot more. I've played a lot, but I need to play it a lot more before, like, I see a four square and I know what to do. I see a two and two and I know exactly what I'm going to put it. You know what I mean? I don't have that shorthand yet. And I pray that I can get there. And once mm-hmm. I do think this game might take it for me as my favorite enhanced game. It might. Yeah. Because it's already so up there.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Good to know. And I'll mention this. You know, I personally think this is the best soundtrack of the whole year of any other game. Of any other game. Hands down.
So many different genres of music, too. Like, so cool. Such a good compilation.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. Like, I love other soundtracks from, like, Exhibition 33. Like, there's some pretty good soundtrack that came out this year. But, yo, something about this game, it is different. It is different than any other games I play this year when it comes to like music wise, you know? So it just the experience too. Like, that's another thing too that I truly, truly enjoy about this game is just like, I get into this vibe, and it's similar to the vibe I got into when I played Tetris Effect and Tetris Effect Connected. It took me to this world. Like, I'm like in the zone, just into the puzzles.
You transcend a little bit.
Like, yeah, it's different. Yeah. And look, this is not even playing VR. Like, I played this version of VR too. I forgot to mention that. And which I think I'm going to do it again.
I need to try it. I've only played on PC and on the handheld, the Xbox Ally.
Yeah. So I'll mention how the different ways I played this game. You know, regular ultra wide screen. It looks beautiful, by the way, an ultra wide screen. I played also on handheld device using the Xbox Ally, the white version. Great. I think this is the perfect handheld game. And I hope this comes out for like the Switch and future and other places, because man, this is the perfect handheld. Yeah. That I also use my Meta Quest 3. I did a streaming with my Steam Link. I think it's called Steam Link, where I could play Steam VRs and also regular Steam games on my Meta Quest. And that was one of the games that I converted into VR, and it looks great. Visually, it looks really, really good. Plus, the music on the headphones, oh, great, amazing. So, worth it. I haven't tried this on the PlayStation 5 VR. I haven't tried it, the new VR. So, but there's multiple modes that you could try out. There's the challenge mode. There's also training mode for those that still are not used to playing Luminous. It's a great way to get used to how to play the game. And I highly recommend it. There's also achievements there, like playing challenges and training mode and so on. There's also burst mode where you press your R trigger, and let's say you have multiple squares or one square and you press burst mode, the music changes, the way how it looks, it changes, and it's a little bit slower, but you only have a certain amount of time to get as many bursts as you can. So the most I've gotten was like 100 something bursts. And it was because I had multiple squares connecting, and it helped me to get more and more. Plus, it helps me also to clear the area, because I use that a lot where, let's say I'm almost on the top, I'm like, oh man, I got to like fix this because it's getting bad. So I use bursts. Yeah, I use bursts to clean that up. And also another way you could clean it up is when you're playing, sometimes there's like this thing where it's like a cross and it's very flashy.
Yeah, it looks like a D-pad inside one of the blocks.
So you could use that also to connect on one of the color blocks, and it will help you to get all those clear too. That's like another way to make some space and
yeah,
and
like
so
you can
on,
make
so.
A chain regardless of what shape it is, like as long as that D-pad block is touching other blocks with the same color, the whole mm-hmm. every block in that chain connected will all clear at the same time when the line swipes.
Yep. So I tried that. I also tried time attack, like, you know, to see how many squares I could create in 60 seconds or 180 seconds or something like that. So you could do that and you will get points where it will help you to unlock avatars and characters and all kinds of cool stuff that you could do that in a certain area of the game. So it's like leaderboards too. Also, I tried multiplayer where it's you versus another person and it's crossplay. You could play people from PS5 and PC. And I'm pretty good with it. I'm pretty good. I need to get better because I'm so used to playing solo because I just love this game more solo than multiplayer for me personally. But yeah, once a game opens up and as everybody's playing, I'm going to try multiplayer because there's achievements I want to open up in there, you know? So, but
I'm
yeah,
scared. I'm scared to try multiplayer.
Yeah, but it's one of those games where it's a different experience. And this is why I want people to support this game as much as you can. One is a different vibe than any other game that I play this year. Because look, there's RPGs, there's, you know, first person shooters, you know, Battle Royale and all this cool stuff that we've been playing this year, which has been amazing. You know, Hades and all these games. But I feel like puzzle games has been a very important genre that I've been into since the beginning of gaming for me. You know, playing Tetris for the first time on a Game Boy device, and it was green color and everything. It was mind-blowing to me. Mind-blowing. And throughout the years, that was the game that I always played with my brother because he will live, like, let's say in New York, and I'm in Miami, and we'll play Tetris online all the time, and we just chat and just play with other friends and everything, right? And especially with Tetris Effect Connected, that's the game that helped us during that time, during the pandemic, you know? So puzzle games has been a very important genre to me, you know? And I feel like there's not a lot of puzzle games like before, like in the early days, you know? And Enhance feels like this is an important genre and they are masters on creating puzzle games. Masters.
Absolutely.
Because they've been changing it. They've been changing the way how you play, the way how you experience it. And plus, the most important part, you getting into the journey from the beginning to the end, it is mind-blowing to me, where I haven't seen that in any other puzzle games besides Tetris Effect, which is, again, same type of vibe, you know? So,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I would say for folks who haven't played these games or who maybe are more familiar with games that are talked about, you know, like the Hades series that you just mentioned, Danny, mm-hmm. I think of this at least where if I was to try to give it a comparison for people who've never played a puzzle game or an enhanced game, as like Tetris Effect Connected is sort of like Hades, like perfect a perfect game with everything you could want from that genre of game. And then Hades 2 is like Luminous Arise. Like Luminous Arise, of course, is a different type of puzzle game, right? It's Luminous, not Tetris. Mm-hmm. But everything that they did perfectly and incredibly in Tetris Effect Connected, somehow they did even better in Luminous Arise. Just like in Hades 1, somehow they did everything even better in Hades 2. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like the best comparison I can give to people who are more familiar with that type of game than this one. And just another way for me to try to tell you it is worth your time. It is absolutely worth your time if you can play it.
No, 100%. 100%. And again, make sure to support. And for those that have a handheld device, you have to try this game.
It's a must play on handheld. If you have a handheld, find a way to play it.
100%. You know, if you have the Legion Go or the Xbox Ally devices, Steam Deck, play this game. It is so worth it. And I think it's the perfect game when you're traveling and you're like on the go, you know, plus, you know, you're not using a lot of batteries in your devices, you know, like other games, right? Because this graphic is crazy. But with this, it's really good. And also, it is important also to play this with headphones, I think, in my opinion.
I would disagree with you there. I think at least on the Xbox Ally, which is the handheld that I played on.
Yeah.
It sounded so good coming out of those speakers. I do agree headphones is the best, but I would say it's pretty damn good without them as well.
It's good. And I was going to say why, in my opinion. It's typically I can't play this game with my speakers loud here. You know, sometimes I have to wear headphones, you know, because that's for me to get into the game even more, right? So, but remember what I was saying earlier that once I start playing, I'm like I get into this zone. I feel like while using the headset, it got me into the zone even more. Like I could hear the beat, the music, the special effects clearer than just speakers. You know, like I feel like there's certain things doesn't sound the same as like when you have the actual headphones and there's like no interruptions. You don't hear anything from the outside. It's just you and the game. It's a different vibe.
You know what? I agree with you on that. Like the noise cancellation of headphones is pretty important for immersion. I almost feel like maybe for me, the ideal setting to play this game might be on a handheld, like whatever, the Steam Deck, PlayStation Portal, whatever it is, with the sound in the car. Because you know how when you hear a song in your car, it just kind of sounds a little different from when you have it in your ears. Like you almost feel like it's surrounding you even more somehow. That surround sound, but in an enclosed space. I wonder how it feels that way. Because that might be like next level, even over the noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you're right. You're right. And you know what? A huge request. And look, Enhance, if you listen to this, this is super important to me. Please create a vinyl for this, man.
Oh, my God. I would so love that.
I will buy it day one.
Actually,
let me show you something. And for those who are watching this video,
Danny, show and tell time.
Look, I bought this. This is, for those who don't know, what I have in my hand is Tetris Effect Connected. It's the collector's edition. They only made a certain amount of copies of this.
Wait, I thought that was from the sushi.
That sushi is from Tetris, not Tetris Effect. It's a Tetris thing. Oh. This is actual from a collector's edition that they only had a certain amount of copies of these. And I love Tetris Effect so much that I'm like, yo, I am buying this. So, and in there is like a soundtrack you can download from there. And it has like one of the pieces from Tetris and it has like a cool couple other things inside too. But this is really, really cool. But they need to do something like that for Luminous. But man, add a vinyl in there, man. I will buy it right away, day one. I'm all in.
And a Rise vinyl would be pretty dope.
Yeah.
It would.
Yeah. And I have to say, like, the hip-hop tracks. Oh. My God. You know what, Ree? I'm going to mention. Which ones are your favorite levels that people should be aware of?
I can't pick a favorite level.
I have a favorite one. I have two.
I'll give you the hip hop one that I enjoy a lot. I won't say it's the best. The jungle level with the flowers.
That one has flowers, trees, water.
It's like a pink flower and a green plant.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty dope level. I like
that. It is.
You know, it's just crazy that I love, and it gets me into like this crazy vibe. The train level.
Yeah, the train is good.
The train level, woo, is intense. It's a very intense level.
I'll tell you one that I have this, mm-hmm. again, this like love-hate relationship with, is the one with the, where it's raining, and it's the street sign, like the walking sign versus like the umbrellas. Is that what the
Yeah. And you see people with umbrella walking
around.
And you see
people with umbrellas and the song that they're playing at that time. This woman is singing for her life.
Oh, no, she's like, all in that one.
Oh, my gosh. I won't do it on the recording. I'll save everybody's ears. But if you catch me on a live playing this game, I'm going to sing along with that song. It is so good. You know, emotional. It's so powerful. But the pieces are so hard to tell the difference from. And my brain is confused. I always almost die on that level.
There is another level.
I so much on that one.
There's another level that I call it. There's two levels that's similar because it's kind of like the, I call it the PlayStation logos.
You know, talking about like
the X's and O's. Yeah. So there's one that it's, the soundtrack is really, really good. That it's more like a baby blue color, like the X's. You know,
is
what
it like the
about?
Cyberpunky kind of one?
Not the one that...
With the neon signs?
It's a different one. It's a different one. That one is pretty decent, but the other one is like, yo.
Wait, with the QR code one?
QR?
It has like the pink QR codes? We sound crazy the way we're talking.
I know. It's so weird. Yeah. That one is pretty cool.
Yeah. I like the marbles. I don't like when the marbles turn into planets. I get confused when they turn into planets.
Like
and
Earth?
Moons.
It looks like Earth and moons.
Yeah, but I do like the marbles. And I like the, for some reason, the feathers and the eggs really get me confused, even though they don't look anything alike. There's something about it, just like, I get caught up. But I think, are those the ones that then turn into walnuts?
I think so.
But I like it when they turn to walnuts. And then I like the one with the snowballs.
This is the part that I have to mention why I feel like this is better than Tetris when it comes to that. It's, like, for example, there's a level where there's like tomatoes and like broccoli, like, and it changes.
It starts with, I think it's like apples and something else. And then it turns in like tomatoes and peppers and cabbage. And then there's broccolis. Like, it's going through all the different food groups.
Yeah. And it's like, yo, what? I know it could get confusing sometimes. Like when it happens for the first time, once you get used to it, you're cool. You're okay. Mm-hmm. But with Tetris, it wasn't like that. With Tetris, it was more the background and the music and, you know, when you're playing, right? This one is everything. It's the background, it's the pieces, it's the music. Everything changes. And when you hit certain, this is the part that I love about this game so much. When you hit certain amount of squares that you have of that level, the lyrics, the beat, things changes. Like
it reacts to your progress. Yeah.
Your progress.
You're and building the music as you play. It's
and that, if that was so available, that was part of, that was also available at Tetris Effect. But I think with this one, it made it a bit better with the way how everything changes, the pieces and everything. You get what I'm saying? So that's the part that really, that's like one of my favorite part of the game of that, of just the experience. Like one of the first level, and even was in the part of the demo, the lizards, like them jamming, dancing.
They're going hard.
And I'm like, yo, who was in the studio? What? This is sick. Like, that's
probably, I would say that's probably the most memorable level. That's the one my mom always remembers.
Yeah. Wait, so she was watching the stream or something? That's what it was?
Yeah, she saw me playing. She saw a clip of it.
She's like, wow, this is pretty cool. That's awesome.
I will say, also, as somebody watching this game, because I watched Danny play, of course, this is such a great, like, backseat driver game. Not trying to tell you what pieces to drop or anything, but just sit and enjoy it while someone else is playing. It's so fun to just watch and experience. And it's a game that I'm really curious to see how our two-year-old will react to. Like, if we have it on our big screen at home, like, if she'll like the music and dance around to it and recognize the fruits and the animals and the shapes and stuff. Like, it seems like a really fun game to watch other people play too. And having done that for a few hours, like, I feel like this might even be like a great family game, but in a very non-traditional way. Like, it's just fun to be at a basically like a gaming concert while someone's playing it.
Yeah, yeah. And one thing
that... lots of visual interaction.
I truly agree with you. And one of the things that I'm trying to master is I want to get better scores. So there's an achievement where if you get like A's, a couple A's in certain areas, you get an achievement, S's and all that stuff. So that's my goal. I'm trying to master that right now. So, and you see me play. I play fast as hell in this game.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. Fast. Scary fast.
And Rhi always gets nervous because sometimes I go all the way to the top. And I do that on purpose because when I clear pieces, I want the pieces to go down. And it's like multiple drops, you know? So, like, that's something I'm trying to master. And I haven't gotten good at it yet, but I'm slowly going to get there.
Yeah, you're at a few levels ahead of me as far as mastery goes. Like, you're trying to do, like, big risk, big plays. And I'm still at, like, I don't even know, like, what my plan is when the pieces drop.
Yeah. Now, do you play this normal, easy, hard?
I've played all of them. I've gotten a bunch of S ranks. Like, and when I'm playing on like the higher difficulties, I do feel capable. I don't feel confident, I guess is the way I would say it. Like, I'm struggling. Like, a lot of times I'm hitting panic bursts before it's all the way full to 100%, so it doesn't last as long in order to save me from accidentally building up above the threshold line. I'm not timing things intelligently. Like, I'll get a... you know, like a D-pad piece that's going to chain link and clear stuff. And I'll drop it way too early and it's not connected to anything else. And I basically just wasted it when I could have cleared a whole bunch of stuff. Like I'm not playing very strategically on those higher levels because it's moving so much faster. And I'm pretty sure that's the difficulty scale is how fast the pieces drop, right? But I have done pretty good in getting some big clears. I've had over 100 burst again. I am still going to toot my horn that I got the biggest burst during Summer Game Fest of anybody who's playing it.
Yeah, Enhance mentioned that. Like, oh, yeah,
my first time touching the game. And so I clearly have a natural ability for it, but I'm starting to get worse. And I think my overthinking habit is really getting to me. So I got to cross that threshold back in the other direction again. And like I said, kind of build up my innate sense of what I'm going to do when I see a piece show up. Because playing on instinct was really good for me, but now I'm trying to plan and strategize and it's not going so well. So I gotta work on it. I gotta build it up. But I'm gonna keep trying to clear it. I want 100% this game if I can, if I have the stamina for it. But yeah, I just gotta get some more time in, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm excited for it. Like, I'm happy for it. I wanna play this game all the time. Yeah, I have dreams about it.
Like, we're taking a vacation in December and this is the game that I'm gonna be playing when we're traveling. I can't wait.
Yeah, that list is getting long for me, and this one jumped right to the top.
Yeah, yeah. Now, one request that I would like to see in the future, if Enhanced plans to release like a newer version, so similar to what happened with Tetris Effect, there was no multiplayer, it was just single player, and that's it, right? With Tetris Effect Connected, they added multiplayer, they added a boss battle and all that stuff, right?
So
I would like to... It's fun. I would love to see something like that for Luminous, where boss battles, you get together with friends and so on, or new features of multiplayer. And now this game has multiplayer, but what else they could do with multiplayer than just one versus one, you know? So that's something I would like to see if they plan to release this in multiple platforms. Have like a free update or something like that. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, Luminous Arise Connected, right?
Yeah, right? That would be sick.
That would be sick.
All right. Once again, thank you, Enhance, for giving us opportunity. It's been an honor playing that game and then to be in the team, man. It's been great. Can't wait to see what's next for the team. Anything else, Rhi?
Play the game, man.
One of my favorite games this year. It's so good.
It's up there for sure.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Until next time, thank you for listening to this special episode of Gamer Tag Radio. Until next time, we're out. Take care. Bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.